Blog Talk Radio.
Faces of Success Radio. Your girl, Miss Diamond.
Hey, young
you've now tuned in to Miss Diamond on Interviews with the Stars. Yo, you just tuned in to your girl, Miss Diamond. Hey, young world. It's your girl, Miss Diamond. Interviews with the Stars. You've now tuned in. Let's go. You've now tuned in to Miss Diamond on Interviews with the Stars. Yo, you just tuned in to your girl, Miss Diamond. Hey, young world. It's your girl, Miss Diamond. Interviews with the Stars. You've now tuned in.
Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome to another wonderful hot edition of Interviews with the Stars. Of course, I am your host, Ms. Diamond Hot Topics, and I am so excited today. I hope you guys are pumped and ready for today's show. I got some hot topics for you guys, and of course, I got some hot music. But my favorite part of the show is where I bring you someone who's very near and dear to the set, to the station, or near and dear to me, or a special interview. So today I have a very exclusive interview with hometown hero Will Hoover. You won't want to miss his interview. This man is, oh my gosh, he's everything about the word hero, okay? So I want you guys to just sit back, relax, enjoy the show, take it in, and understand that there are so many people in this world who do things, and they don't do things for recognition. So I want to dedicate today's show and just take a moment to yourself and think about some of the heroes that are in your life. Think about some of the people who helped you get to where you are today. Think about how successful you may be and how successful you may become. Think about those that really helped you get to that level. Those people, those individuals, our heroes, people who fight for our country, people who are in courtrooms fighting for people's lives, people who are in the operating room, doctors, your teacher, Bible school teacher, your pastor, that neighbor that notified you that someone was trying to crawl into your window and saved your life. Those people are heroes. What's funny to me, and this is only my opinion, but what's funny to me is how people can look at a rapper or a singer as a hero, or they look up to those individuals. Those individuals haven't given back to the community. Those individuals haven't done anything positive. They don't promote anything positive. They're not really invested in the future of our children, our neighborhoods, our communities, our schools, our churches, anything, just themselves. So it's kind of hard to me to see people sit back and say, hey, blah, blah, blah is my hero. Well, he doesn't do anything but drugs, sex, alcohol, cuss, fuss, and teach your children how to live the wrong lives. Understand that there are young men and young women who depart from their families, safely return because of their undying sense of duty, of patriotism, and for some, even for many, to satisfy the curiosity and the desires for adventure. But most of these are unaware of and are innocent to the notions that the service will change their family histories forever. Some people's families will be changed because of certain situations that happen out there in the world. And that's okay. Because you know what? You are definitely a hero if you go out and you fight for us and you fight for our country and you do anything to save the next person's life. There are so many people who can be looked at as heroes who don't get the platform that they need. And so today, that is why I am dedicating my show to Will Hoover. Will Hoover is a hometown hero from Sacramento, California. I'm going to bring him into the studio on today, and we're going to talk about why he's a hero. And then I want you to really take a listen and think about where your life is on today, where your life is headed, and where your life could have been if you haven't made the choices that you've made. In a sense, if you haven't thought about it, you yourself just might be a hero as well. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about that time you know, somebody called me a hero one day. I'm going to say years ago. I'm going to give you a great example. I was at a park, and I sat on the bench. I took two of my nieces and one of my nephews to the park to play. They played at the park. I watched a family of maybe 9 or 10 children jump out of a van. They played. The grandfather was still in the vehicle. He got out after probably about an hour after all the kids were playing. He gathered up all of the kids but one, put them all in the van, and they left. But there were so many children at the park that he didn't realize that he had left one little girl. The one little girl that was left was 2 years old. I sat and I watched all the kids play. And as I began to think about leaving the park, I kept saying, hey, to myself, this little girl is by herself now. Nobody is playing with her anymore. She's 2 years old. She begins to cry. I went and got her. I picked her up, and I began to walk around to different families that was at the park and asked, hey, is this little girl with you? Nobody claimed the child. I immediately called the police. The police came. They ended up taking the little girl to the police station. Later on that night, I saw the little girl on the news because they could not find her family. It was a mistake that the grandfather left the baby at the park where he had had all of the children. They didn't realize so much later that the baby was missing. But what I'm saying is, in that sense of me making sure that that child was okay and she made it to a safe destination, which was the hands and the care of the police, I not once looked at myself as a hero. I looked at myself as someone who was doing something that I thought was right. And I say that to say this. A lot of people out here in the world today are not bad people. People do good deeds every day. People believe in good karma. People believe in bad karma. It's all in how you treat people and how you treat individuals. So I myself tried. I'm not perfect. Hey, don't get me wrong. Miss Diamond ain't perfect. Y'all ain't heard that over here. But I want to say that if you just live your life right, if you do the things each and every day to try to live a better day than the last day, or you do good deeds in yourself, you could be a hero as well. All right? So I'm going to stop ranting and raving. But I'm going to jump into a song, and then I'm going to bring in my very special guest for today. And I go, I hope you guys really sit back and think about the impact that you have had on lives. If you're raising your children right, guess what? You could be their hero. If you're helping other children, you don't have children, you could be a hero. There are a lot of things that we do each and every day, and we don't realize that there is heroes that lies in us. So I want you to know that on today, Ms. Diamond wants you to know that there's a hero that lies in you. You just have to search for it, all right? So when we come back, I'm going to bring up my very special guest, hometown hero, Will Hoover, will be in the building. Stay tuned right here on FaceOfSuccessRadio.com.
there's an answer. If you reach into your soul and the sorrow that you know will melt away, and then it
Welcome back, welcome back, and I hope you guys are ready for this. Welcome back to Interviews with the Stars. I am very excited to bring up today's very special guest, and like I said, today's show is dedicated to hometown hero Will Hoover, and like I promised before, he's definitely in the building. So welcome to the studio, Will. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I am awesome, awesome. I just, you know, I've had so many fans write into the show, call into the show, flood our timeline, inboxes, and they always want us to pay homage to heroes that are in and around the United States and some heroes who live in other places. But what I find most interesting is that some people say, hey, I want this rapper or this singer or, you know, this dancer to be recognized as a hero. But when we look at the word hero, we get somebody, you know, who's very courageous, you know. So if I get someone who says, hey, I want this singer to be my hero, and can you bring them onto the show? I don't think of them as heroes. But when we think of individuals like you, the man who's trying to really change his own life and change the world by helping others and fighting for our country, I think that shows like this should be dedicated to you, and platforms like this should be dedicated to honoring you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So there have been so many questions that's been sent to us by your fans.
Mm-hmm.
I can ask questions from here to, you know, to Mexico, but today I gave the fans an opportunity to say, hey, I want to ask the question. So we know that you're from Sacramento, California. What was it like growing up there?
Oh, I grew up in South Sac, so it was a little bit on the rougher side, but I wouldn't trade my childhood for anything in the world. It was definitely an experience, definitely something that has helped me throughout my whole adult life.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And so I know that Sacramento is the capital of California. So with living in the capital of California, you know, how is living in Sacramento just different from any other city, let's just say, throughout California?
Well, you don't really notice it's the capital of California until you get into downtown Sacramento. But you really start noticing a different presence there, especially around the Capitol building and Capitol Street. Is you see all the politicians, you see all the lawyers, the businessmen and women, and you see how they, how do you put it, like how they live their life, and you kind of just want to be like them, you know, live like them.
Right. Yeah. So we know that, you know, growing up in Sacramento is kind of like, and this is just my opinion, it's kind of like a more country, rural type of city. It's not like a major city.
Yeah, it's a good mix in between a rural city and a big city.
So how is growing up in that type of city, you know, what was that like for you? What was your childhood like?
It was different. You got used to everything, so you got used to seeing the farms, but in a five-minute drive, you could be in the middle of a downtown skyscraper city. So you got used to a little bit of everything. You know, the city had its problems, just like everybody else, but or all the other cities. But, it's just a little different, I guess.
Okay. So, you know, what are one or two stories that you remember most clearly about your childhood?
My grandma, she helped raise me throughout my childhood. I moved in with her when I was about 8 years old. And I remember every single football game, basketball game, track meet, whatever I did, she was there in the front row watching every single time. Definitely some of my better memories have been with her.
Awesome. So shouts out to Grandma.
Yeah, she was a great lady, amazing lady. Taught me everything I know about being a man.
Awesome. And that says a lot, you know, because the people assume things all the time, but they don't understand that there are a lot of women who are heroes in our lives.
Oh, yeah.
Who have helped raise awesome men, you know.
Yeah.
Who's to say that women can't raise men? I think that is one of the craziest things ever for people to say, no, only men can raise men. That's not true.
Yeah, exactly. Toughest person I've ever met in my life. Military career, civilian career, is definitely my grandma.
Oh, awesome. So, you know, when we think about our family and we think about our friends, if I asked you yourself, hey, you know, Will, what do you think some of your best traits are? you will probably tell me I'm awesome, I'm amazing, I'm wonderful. But tell me some of the characteristics that your friends and family use to describe you.
One I get a lot is loyal. I'm very loyal to the men in my unit, to my friends that I've known since the second grade. I'm very loyal. And I'm brave. Like, I won't back down from anything, no matter what it is. If it's an assignment, if it's just a disagreement at the bar, whatever it is, I will not back down. And a lot of people find that very, very brave.
Good. Wow. So we can see that's why you, you know, end up fighting for our country. But we're going to get to that part just a little bit later. You know, so, you know, growing up, we can tell that you went into the correct path of life. You know, often we have the streets, like you said, you grew up in the rougher part of Sacramento, and your life could have went in any direction. But in growing up and being raised by your grandmother, you know, what was some of the best advice that you ever received from her?
The best advice I ever received was I didn't have to follow the path that my brother and, you know, some other family members had gone, that I can do what I want to do, what makes me happy. And that was definitely the best advice I've ever gotten, because I got really heavy into sports, and then I decided to go into the military. And if I didn't get that advice, if I listened to my brother, you know, or his friends, you know, I might be on a very different path right now.
Wow, awesome. So if you can look back over your life and look at the moments that you had before the Army, you know, what would you be doing if you didn't choose that path?
If I didn't choose the military?
Yes.
I would have pursued track in college. I was really, really good. I had multiple offers from multiple colleges to come run for them, but I chose the military. But if I did not choose the military, I would have gone to college and be doing something completely different.
Awesome path that you've chosen. Let me say that.
Yeah.
You know, to be called a hero on a daily basis, it's like, it's not like it's a title you gave yourself. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's something that you're going to be recognized for the rest of your life. You know, your life was destined for you to be a hero. Who knew what path you were headed to? Who knew what your life would be like? But to say, hey, now I sit in my life and, you know, one day you're relaxing at home and you're like, wow, it really has sunk in that I'm a hero. What does that really feel like to you in those moments?
I personally don't consider myself a hero. I was just doing my job. And in the line of that, I was able to, you know, save a lot of people. But I would give up all of it, everything, to be able to, if I was able to make sure nobody else got injured, nobody else got killed that day, I'd give up everything.
So before we jump into the events that happened that day or led up to that, we want to know, who inspires you and why?
Oh, my Grandpa Jim, he inspired me a lot. He was military before I was born, and I was actually going to go into the Marines when I talked to him, and he asked me to think about the Army and think about that route. So I, you know, I looked up to my grandpa for everything, so I did. I went that route. Definitely one of the biggest inspirations in my life is my grandpa, Grandpa Jim.
Awesome, awesome. So, you know, before choosing the military, what were some of the hardest lessons you ever learned?
Oh, all stuff that boys will learn the hard way. Don't skateboard off roofs. Not a good idea. don't do stuff just because your friends want you to do it. Never, ever ends well. Never ends well. Don't do stuff just because your friends are doing it either.
Right.
Yeah. I got grounded a whole summer for doing something that my friend was doing.
Right. So are there any particular... Go ahead.
Oh, no.
Oh, I was going to say, are there any particular funny stories or happy stories that you remember from just growing up, you know, in your childhood?
Yeah, one thing I really did love about my family is that we're really close. So all holidays, randomly throughout the weeks, my family would all come over for dinners, get together, all my family too, my dad, my mom, everybody, cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to grow up next to my cousin Lacey and my cousin David and my cousin Mikey.
Okay.
And we got to really grow up together, be really close while we're growing up. So that's definitely some of my favorite memories is going out and doing stuff with them, you know, going outside, going down the street to the ballpark, you know, playing baseball, you know, doing normal kid stuff with members of my family was a lot of fun.
Awesome. So one of the fans, of course, wants to know,
mm-hmm.
are you married and do you have any children?
I'm actually engaged right now. We got engaged last May.
Awesome.
And the wedding's
up awesome.
This December. But no, I don't have any kids.
Oh,
no.
Okay. you said no, like that's another challenge, you know?
Yeah, I haven't done that.
Trust me. Trust me and believe me, if you can go and be a military personnel, I'm sure that children is an easier fight or easier battle to choose since you said no.
Well, I mean, with kids, you got to be so nice to them. You got to teach them the right way and be like a role model, an adult, a man for your kids. In the military, mm-hmm. if somebody does something wrong, you just chew them out.
Okay.
So, you know, hopefully your fiancé can teach you how to soften up on the kids, you know. So congratulations exactly. to you on that. I think that is awesome, new beginning for
Thank
you and for
yeah.
her, you know. And, of
yeah,
course, we'll, here at the station, we can't wait for you to email us so that we can post them on our website. You have no idea.
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed.
Yes. So let me ask you. So how did you know that the military was actually for you? I know you looked up to your grandmother and your grandfather and you said, hey, this was it. But why choose the military over, let's just say, running track, which was something that you were awesome at? What were the benefits?
I didn't really join the military looking for benefits, per se. I didn't get a, like a lot of people got a went in for the signing bonus. I didn't get a signing bonus. Well, not a big one. But, like, I've wanted to join the military since I was a kid. I have pictures of me 2-3 years old in, you know, my dad's military gear, you know, 100 times too big for me, but still in his gear, running around the house. As far back as I remember, I could want to join the military.
Okay.
Yeah, I always wanted to go a little bit further in my career. I didn't expect to get, you know, injured in this way, but I won't trade anything for the world.
Right. Awesome. So you had an opportunity to fight in Afghanistan.
Uh-huh.
When we look at from, you know, the media standpoint, the media only feeds us what they want us to have. And when you
mm-hmm.
think of the word Afghanistan, from my standpoint, someone who's not in the military, we think of all the negative things. But I'm sure
yeah.
if you were sent there, you were thinking about some of maybe the positive things. You're not always thinking bad things. Tell us some of the
yeah.
positive experiences that you had in Afghanistan
when you first got there?
Yeah. When you think about Afghanistan, it's really hard not to think about the negative stuff because that's what, like you said, is shoved down your throats pretty much every day. Mm-hmm. But when you get there, you see the good that we're doing. Like, I worked on a PSD detail, so I didn't do convoys and stuff like that. I escorted the engineers around who were building the water treatment plants and the electrical systems, the police mm-hmm. stations, the military barracks. That's what we did, mm-hmm. is we made sure that we were teaching them the right way to sustain their civilization, you know, to bring water to the people that didn't have any clean water, bring electricity to the cities that haven't seen electricity in years. So I have to say that my experience there for the most part was good. You see the look on the kids' faces when you're helping them out, how grateful they were. The look on the parents' faces who, for the first time in, you know, 10, 20 years are drinking a clean glass of water, stuff that we take for granted that, you know, they've never had. Before we got mm-hmm. there and we started building the water treatment plants, they're drinking out of the rivers, the same rivers that the cows were going to the bathroom in, that the animal, the wildlife
wow.
was going to the bathroom in. They just drink out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
Yeah, so
that's got to be an amazing feeling to know that
yeah.
you've done some things or you're doing things that's actually changing lives, that, you know, things that we take for granted, you know, as
mm-hmm.
Americans.
Yeah.
Clean drinking
yeah.
water is extremely important.
Mm-hmm. Warm electricity to turn your heat on.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Man, that.
So coming
yeah.
back to the States,
mm-hmm.
what is it like on a day-to-day basis when you're out and a variety of people recognize you? Oh, my God, that's Will Hoover, you know, and they salute you and they call you a hero and you're just like, I'm just Will. Hey, it's just me,
yeah.
Will. But people are, like, taken back by you when they see you, you know, out in public. What does that feel
mm-hmm.
like?
It's different. It doesn't happen a whole lot because a lot of my name was retracted in a lot of stuff that was put out for it for obvious
mm-hmm.
Security reasons. It's still really cool, but I have to remind people that, you know, I'm not anybody special, that I didn't do anything that any other soldier wouldn't have done.
Mm. Yeah. I think that's awesome, though, that you decided to change your life in that way, which was to go and fight for our country and to be led
yeah.
to where you are today. We know that you were shot 8 times, correct?
I was shot 9 times.
9. Okay.
9 times verified and another 2 times possibly, but we're not 100% sure.
Mm.
But I was shot 6 times in the body.
Wow. I just want to say that hats off to you for being so courageous, so brave, and continuing on to be very positive and a great influence on others. After this experience, we
yeah,
know that there are a lot of people in the, you know, who have had the opportunity,
mm-hmm.
who have been shot or they've gone through one or two trials and tribulations in their lives and they've just given up, you know, drugs and alcohol. That's how I'm going to deal and cope with everything.
Yeah.
You know, so hats off to you for remaining positive.
Thank you. Yeah. Any help I can give anybody else going through this, going through PTSD, any issues at all, I'd be more than help. Like, I'm glad to tell my story to them, to help them.
Mm. Awesome. Amazing. And I'm excited, you know, that I'm able to give back to you by dedicating my platform to you as you've given back to others. You have no idea. So,
thank you, and I'm really excited, too. About August 5th, 2014?
Yes.
That whole week we're escorting around the higher ups, the outside of our normal escort duties, the generals, Afghan generals, our commander, who usually doesn't go out on missions, going to each one of our individual sites to see how they're progressing and doing. So that day was just like any other day. We work a lot with the Afghan National Army for backup in situations like this. We have them go in and clear first, which we're doing this day as well as the rest of the week. For the most part, that day went fairly routine for the first 3 or 4 hours. Around 11, I don't want to say about 11:30 or so, we went to our final site before packing up for the day. And it went routine for the first few minutes, but we brought along a bigger group than the general was expecting. I guess he invited more people than he was expecting. But we had to stage in an area that wasn't necessarily secure. So we staged there. We check our areas, everything's secured, and we set up security around a 360 security. At about 11:45, about halfway through the presentation, one of the Afghan National Army guys, who we've worked with for the past 3 months, decided that that day was the day that he was going to shoot us up. Well, that was the day, right? So he barricaded himself inside one of the bathrooms, and their buildings are built mainly with cement. With their climate, that's some of the best best material, especially being a military base. It gives them good defense. So he barricaded himself inside the cement bathroom and opened one of the windows and stuck his gun barrel out, barely any. You barely see it. And I had my back turned to him. Pretty much all of us did. Nobody was looking at that window directly, which, you know, we had no reason to. And I had my sergeant standing next to me, and I told him that I wanted to go take a quick view at the gate that was a little bit open, and one of the Afghan National Army A&A guys looking in. I wanted to take a look, see what he was doing. And as soon as I turned to the side, I got shot. And it just so happens that that turn and me stepping backwards right when I got shot, if I didn't do that, it would end up killing my sergeant. So the first round I took saved his life, and I'm real, real thankful. Real thankful for that. I don't know what I would have done if I would have lost him. But I got thrown to the ground, and then the shooter kept shooting, and that's when he killed Major General Green. Wounded a bunch of other people. And I got up and I told my guys that I was protecting that day. I told them to get out of the fire zone to go. And so they ran out. They got into cover. My left arm was disabled. I got shot straight through the shoulder and once in the side of the hip and through my elbow. And I looked over to my right and there is a guy kneeling down. So I ran over to him. I was going to grab him and then pull him out of the fire zone. But when I was just about to get to him, I got shot in the lower back. Luckily, it was taken up by my vest, so no damage to my back. Permanent damage. And I fell in front of him, so I sat up, told him to get behind me. I returned fire with my rifle for a couple of rounds, but I couldn't really control it. Only had one arm. So I dropped that, pulled my 9mm pistol out, returned fire with that. In the midst of that, I was shot 3 times in the right leg, once through the left foot, and once through my lower abdomen that we can verify, and then another couple times in my chest, but we can't really verify that. I don't have my armor to verify those. But I ended up with the help of the sergeant who I took the round for in the beginning of the fight and a Danish soldier. We ended up taking out the individual. One of my rounds struck his head, luckily. If it hadn't, he could have killed a lot more people than just one. And he wounded, I think, 18 people total.
Wow.
But, I was next to dead when my sergeant got to me. The sergeant in the beginning of the firefight, Sergeant G, the one I took the round for, he was our team leader, our squad leader, but he was also a medic. And he ended up saving my life.
Wow.
So that's awesome. But after that, they took me on the medevac vehicle while they went in and secured the room. But the Afghan generals, they had nothing to do with this at all. They were actually standing in our group when we were getting fired at. They came to the hospital to talk to, you know, the group of us. And I was one of the only people that invited them in to talk. Nobody else was really in a talk mood, or they couldn't talk. But I invited them in, you know, spoke with them for a few minutes, and they were just the look on their face of sadness. Like, I can tell that they're sincere in their apologies.
Understand that nothing you have been through is something that was not destined for you. We often, through life, go through some of the most tragic situations, which is death for some.
Yeah.
But to be able to be on this side of the dirt and to tell your story is so encouraging to others to keep pushing.
Yeah.
To be able to say, hey, I was shot here, I was shot there, this happened, and to relive those moments and to continue on helping others, you'll be called a hero forever. And you definitely deserve that. So don't for a minute or for a moment think that that was a moment in your life that happened that anyone will ever forget. I'm sure it's something you'll never forget.
No.
So we
no,
need you to have
not.
Some kids. So you can be their hero as well. you know, I'm just saying, you know, but, you know, honestly,
yeah.
You know, we don't get that opportunity, you know, all the time to look at ourselves and say, hey, I'm a hero. But I know you say every day, no, I was just doing my job, but that was your moment. That was your path. That was your God-given gift. And that was to go and help save others instead of laying there being a victim.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, definitely.
It's so many times in our lives where we take the victim role, the high victim role. Woe, it's me. But it's what you do in that moment that you're being a victim, and that's the victim.
Yeah.
Tell me, describe a defining moment in your life that you think is one of your biggest accomplishments.
Besides that one?
No. I'm not going to say besides that one, but within that, you know, what is the most defining moment in that? You know, we can look at all of the tragic things that happened that day and all of the negative things, but I want to know from you what was the most heroic thing that you think happened that day that you said there was no way that, you know, life just happened. Like, it was God-given gift for you to be placed there at that moment.
Well, one thing that I was told to by my drill sergeant, actually, when I first joined the military about 9 years ago, is that there's going to become a time in your life that everything's going to hell, and everybody around you is going to be feeling the same thing as you. You're not going to want to go on, but in that time, you are defined by what you do. You can lay down, you can be the victim, and you can hate yourself for the rest of your life, or you can stand up and you can do something about it. And when I was first shot and I was thrown to the ground, I was knocked out for a couple seconds. I didn't realize what happened at first. I didn't realize I got shot. When I came to, mm-hmm. was maybe a half second later, maybe. I thought we were getting mortared. And then I tried to move my left arm. I realized I got shot. At that moment, I could have just put my hands above my head and just waited until it stopped. But I didn't. I decided to get up, do my job, and get my guys out, and then try to go get other people out. And that's what I think is my defining moment for my life.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I want to say hats off to you again and again and again and again. You know, for what you did, putting your own life on the line to, you know, save other people who are in the same situation as you. It's like you went into protector mode.
Mm-hmm.
It was not just to, you know, he's shooting at us, let me just shoot him. It was, I'm going to get you, but I'm going to save this person over here. I'm going to go crawl over here. You know, I'm going to shield this person. And to me, you know, after reading your story and looking at your life, I think for me that was one of the most defining moments that I was able to hear about. And that was in that moment, to not just be selfish and say, hey, I got hit and I'm done. You went into protector mode, you know. And then you realize later, damn, I was shot here and I was shot there. You know, and this could have happened, that could have happened. But you saved a lot of lives at the end of the day. There are a lot of people still walking around this earth because of you and because of your heroism. So I just want to say, again, hats off to you for that. God bless you for that. And I'm excited, you know. I'm excited to know that there's, you know, real-life walking angels on this earth. You know?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate
that. Awesome, awesome. So what is your plan from here? Have you decided to go out and speak to different groups of individuals? We know that you were visited by the Steelers chairman and the Steelers president and a few of the players from the team. What was that like, being honored by, you know, people of that caliber?
Oh, yeah, that was definitely a really awesome day. it was really cool. They were there for about a half hour or so. It was really cool talking to them. Yeah, President Obama came by one day. That was really intense, waiting around for about five and a half hours. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome to me.
it was amazing. Me and my fiance Christy met him, and that was just, it was great. We waited around 6 hours, 5 hours or so to meet him. We talked to him for about 20 minutes, but it was definitely one of the most memorable 20 minutes of my life.
I know, that's right. Yeah, so, yeah, congratulations. I mean, people say that, you know, we're heroes, but we also have our heroes as well, so, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, we don't get those opportunities every day.
No, not at all. So what I do want to do is go around and speak with different groups, college kids, high school kids, even PTSD groups. Anybody really that wants to talk and wants to hear my story. And we've been waiting to really do that. We did a couple speaking engagements, but we've been waiting for my medical issues to, you know, be healed up. For the most part, they are, luckily, before we start doing that more. But that is definitely something that we were wanting to do.
Well, we definitely, at Faces of Success Radio, definitely want to wish you the best in your journey, wish you the best in your healing, and wish you the best in heroism. You never know if just your story can help someone. It's not always physical.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. I completely agree.
Awesome, awesome. And I'm sure your grandparents are proud, you know, smiling.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So.
Yeah, I do miss them. I can't, I live in D.C. right now, so I'm really excited to go back to California to see my grandpa.
Okay. I'm sure he's excited as well. I'm sure he'll be excited to see you as well. You know, so before we get out of here today, is there anyone you would like to say hello to?
Say hello to my fiance Christy. Thank her for always being there for me. I love her. And Jim and Cheryl, they were with me right when I first got shot, and they took care of me for the first, I want to say about 4 months I was in the hospital. And then my mom and dad and my grandpa and my grandma.
Awesome, awesome. So shout out to your family, your support crew, your life angels. You know, you've been an angel to others, so now they're being an angel to you. So thank you so much on behalf of Faces of Success Radio, all of your fans. You have no clue how many people have written in, called in, if you could be on our platform. So I'm just honored, you know, to be able to give you that platform on today.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you.
Awesome. So one more song. We're going to play Hero by Mariah Carey before we get on out of here. Today's very special guest, Mr. Will Hoover, hometown hero from Sacramento, California, right here on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com.
If the touch with it.